Hey guys, welcome back to the Living Cozy podcast. It's your girl Brandy J, and I just want to say I missed all my listeners. I have been MIA, which you guys know I'm good for. As of now, I do not have a consistent schedule because you guys know that I work full time and I am a grad student. So, good news, I will be graduating, God willing, on May 4th, 2019. So I will have much more free time. I did start vlogging. I started back my vlogging life. I know I had kind of let everything go because grad school and then working full time and still trying to balance a relationship and friendships and just other ships, it was a lot. So for me, I just had to kind of isolate myself from those factors because I know myself and I can become very overwhelming, and just I found myself putting other people's issues, whether it's relationships or just self issues, in front of my own. So of course I had like mini breakdowns. So I was like, forget everything. I stopped vlogging. I stopped using my podcast. I just stopped doing a lot of stuff. I stopped using Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat. I just stopped doing a lot of things. So I can say that my social media cleanse has definitely helped me. It's really been Instagram. Like sometimes I'll scroll on there just because it's so much going on in the world today, and I feel like Instagram sometimes really keeps me in the loop about what is going on. So sometimes I might scroll on the browser. I do not have the app. I haven't uploaded since. I honestly don't even know. I can't even tell you. But it's something about being mysterious. I find myself kind of viewing people more when I know that they don't post. Like, you're kind of mysterious, or you're kind of wondering what they're doing. So I want to have that same impact I guess, but for me it's kind of iffy because I have a lot to say, and sometimes my social media platforms are outlets for me, so it does become hard to isolate myself, especially if I have a brand that I'm trying to build and just market myself on YouTube and even my podcast. It becomes very hard to just stop using social media, but sometimes it's really good for your mental health, honestly, and it definitely helped me. So I was less distracted. I really focused on my studies, got my grades up, because at one point I was like on a cusp of like a C, and like you can't get C's in grad school. There's only so many you can get. It depends on your degree program, but there's only so many you can get, and I just wasn't having it. So I just kind of steered clear, got back to working out. I got a membership at a gym called Lifetime. So that membership is not cheap. So I definitely had to show up. I still am showing up. This week has been kind of rough for me. This week, Sunday starts the week, right? So this whole week has been very chaotic and just I'm not feeling it. Nipsey Hussle passed away on Sunday. I have been sad like this is my brother. I have been sad like Nipsey Hussle is one of my family members. Like his death has really impacted a lot of people's lives. It's so sad, and I personally cannot sleep when somebody I know or even know of on a certain level dies. I can't sleep whenever somebody dies and I know them or know of them, and they were impactful and they were motivational, they were inspirational, and they were a light to this world, a gift to this world. It just really hurts the way that he went out, and Lord, I just pray that you really uplift his family and friends. And Lauren London, please, I know her heart is just shattered, because I wouldn't know what to do, honestly. I wouldn't know what to do. I'm surprised that she even stepped outside to get on Instagram and post what she posted. I don't know if that was to let everybody know that, you know, I don't know. I'm not inside her head. I don't know what it feels like to lose somebody, like a boyfriend. I know what it's like to lose a mother, but a boyfriend / husband, I don't think they were married, but at the same time, that doesn't even matter. That was her person, and she lost her person. So I can only imagine how she feels. So that, it was just, it's just sickening. It's so sickening. And it's like, it was recorded. I can't even watch the video. my boyfriend was like, did you want to see the video? I'm like, nope, I can't even. He's like, I found the video. Because we was over there acting like detectives when it happened. We were just sitting on the couch on Sunday getting ready to play Uno. Or we were doing something, I don't know. And he was on Twitter. And he so happened to just see a tweet that said Nipsey Hussle shot 6 times. But you know how Twitter is. Sometimes it's fake news. You just never know what's going on. So I get the message, or I don't get the message. I mean, I'm searching about him getting shot and I don't see anything. And then eventually, you know, the internet is very quick. I started to see tweets about it, and eventually we ended up on a Shade Room, and it just said like he got shot and he, you know, I don't know if it said hospitalized. I don't know if it got that far, because I know they said he died on his way to the hospital. But, yeah, Shenard stepped out, and he was getting us something to eat or drink. I don't know what it was. And he, texted me, and he, like, we literally stopped before he left. We said a prayer together, and, I went to the bathroom for 2 seconds, got a message from Shenard, and it said, damn, he died. And my heart dropped, because I'm like, this is so weird. Like, I know I didn't personally know Nipsey, but I know what he has done and what he wanted to do for the community, for us Black people, just everybody at this point. Like, he was a great man. So that hurt my heart even more, just knowing exactly how he was. He was an activist, and, you know, he didn't just have, you know, mumble rap. He was a real rapper. He talked about real stuff. He was somebody I would listen to for sure. And I do listen to him, not even just because he died, but Nipsey, his words always, always meant something. So, and it's so crazy to me, because I vlogged about this in one of my vlogs that I recently posted. I said, I was talking about how cute him and Lauren London was, because I had just that Saturday, he died on Sunday, and on Saturday I just talked about how, or I just had saw the GQ interview that they both were in, where she was asking Nipsey Hussle questions and he was answering them back, and he was so quick with it, like he knew. And I'm just like, wow, he really loves her. And I said it in my vlog video. That's why I think it's so crazy to me how something just told me on my way to the gym, watch this video. Out of all videos, y'all know how many vlogs I have to catch up on from other people, and out of every video I watched this one, and then the next day he ends up dying. I just thought that was so crazy. This week has been very shook for me. Like, it shook me. This whole week has shook me, I should say. But I'm trying to get in better spirits. It's not just Nipsey Hussle. It's just I haven't had any type of motivation to finish my capstone. I was supposed to be finishing. It's due next Sunday. So I have had no motivation to finish it. I got like 11 pages. It's supposed to be like between 40 and 60. I feel, the thing is, I'm really like a, what is it called? Like a under pressure type person. Like, I work better under pressure. So I'm trying to like wait. But I know I'm going to work on it tonight. I want to say tonight, but then again, I have to, like, clean my house. Like, I was going to film a video of me cleaning my house, because I feel like that motivates me. It's just, y'all know how it is. When you get off work, you just be wanting to chill and just catch up on stuff that you can't catch up on at work. I just want to watch TV. Like, I just want to chill. Dinner is already made. I guess you can say ordered. I have HelloFresh. So they sent me my box yesterday, and I made dinner that'll last for yesterday and then today. So all I have to do is warm that up. I have laundry that needs to get done. I got laundry that needs to be folded. Everything needs to be cleaned. Dishes. My house is a mess. Listen, I have to pack, because I've been in and out the house. I have not been in my house all week, for real, for real. Like, I've been over Shenard's house. I'm going over my best friend Cachet's house tomorrow. I have not had time to, like, sit down and clean my house. So hopefully this weekend I'll have time to do that, but today will not be that day. I hate to leave my house looking like this when I'm going over her house, because you just never know what's going to happen. But, yeah, this week has been very trying for me. I'm just hoping that next week is better, and more positive vibes, even though it's going to be hard. You can't shake a death like that. And I'm not saying that's the only thing that's impacted me from being great. But it's just because I didn't have motivation even before Sunday. Like, I could have been working on that paper, but it's just something holding me back from working on the paper. But I figured that I could work better outside of my home. So I'll probably go to, like, a Starbucks or a library or a cafe or something and, like, act like one of those girls from the movies that's, like, a writer and stuff and all that. I like to do stuff like that. I have a very good imagination. But, yeah, hopefully next week is a better weekend. We can get some good vibrations going.
Okay, guys. So, if you're listening, you might be able to tell that... Well, of course, I don't know why I said if you're listening. Of course you're listening. What? Anyways, inserts Russell Westbrook little gif. Or is it GIF? The GIF? I still do not know the difference. But, yeah, inserts when he's like, what? Y'all tripping. So, anywho, you guys may be able to tell that I sound a little different. I have a whole setup. I got me a microphone. And I'm so excited. My tongue got stuck on my teeth. I tested out the microphone and it sounds a lot different than when I just put my headphones in and record on my phone. So now not only do I have to not worry about, you know, sound and, you know, sounding all crazy and whatnot and sounding kind of far away, because I know I sound kind of close up because I am close up. I'm on a microphone. But not only do I have to not worry about that, but I also don't have to worry about getting interrupted while I'm recording my podcast on my phone and having to put my phone on airplane mode. It's just in my hand right now, and I'm actually using my iMac to start doing my podcast. So I'm excited about that. I finally hooked up. My thing is, it took me forever to hook up my podcast mic and the stand because I'm not much, as soon as I see something that needs to be assembled, I'm just like, nah, bruh, I need it to be already done. And it wasn't, and I thought it was going to take forever, so I just kind of put it to the side for a couple weeks, and then today I was listening to Amanda Seale, and I'm like, she is so funny. Like, I want people to feel how I feel when I watch, or listen, not watch, but how I feel when I listen to her podcast, as well as, like, The Breakfast Club, Angela Yee's Lip Service, Oprah's Super Soul Conversations, and The Friend Zone. I really love The Friend Zone. So I'm like, let me get on my, I'm like, I have the tools. I'm tired of buying all these, you know, instruments and equipment and not using it. That's how it was with my blogging. It's like, I have a almost $800 camera. I have editing software that costs $300. I have MacBooks and iMacs. And it's like, I'm not using my shit. And it's so annoying. Excuse my language if you're like somebody that doesn't think I curse. I mean, because sometimes it just comes out and I'm just trying to be myself. So if you my dad, I'm sorry. But anyways, or if you're like somebody I work with, I mean, they don't care. Anyways, I don't care. I'm being me unapologetically. Anywho, so I'm so excited because now my podcast definitely has structure. And I was saying in my YouTube video that I recorded today, which is not up, which is what I'm telling you guys now, I was mentioning how I wasn't authentic in my, like, I was, like, in these last couple episodes, I wasn't consistent, I didn't have a schedule, it was kind of like I was forcing my podcast episodes because it's like I was trying to do it for Instagram, I was trying to show people, well, I got a podcast, and I'm about to have it going every Tuesday, and it was like one Tuesday would come because I was so buckled down with, like, schoolwork and just trying to get my life together, and sometimes I was doing overtime, and it was just like I was forcing it. And I'm like, I need to get this podcast out. Let me just record some little, you know, mental stuff. Like, it just was really forced. And I'm like, I don't want to do that anymore. I want to be a little bit more prepared. And I want it to be great quality. I don't care about the quantity. It's all about the quality. That's what I'm really focusing on this year for myself and beyond. Because I just used to focus on getting it out there and saying I have multiple videos or multiple podcast episodes. But now we're focusing on quality, guys. Quality. Say it with me. Quality. Say it with me. Quality. What qua? Okay, I quit. Okay, so yeah, that's pretty much what's going on. I hope you guys really bear with me. It's been rough because I haven't had a break. If you think about it, I haven't had a break from school since I was like 5. That's when I was little. I've been going to school consistently for years on top of years. We went, okay, so we did K through 8th. I'm going to do it like the schools I went to, even though it was like K through 5th. But, you know, they changed it to K through 8th. Then 9 through 12. Then I was in college for about 5 years because I didn't know what I wanted to do with my life. And, you know, I had that one period of time where I was, like, doing bad. So, I missed my window to graduate. And it was all right because I knew I was going to graduate the next year. But once I graduated, I went straight into my master program. And I haven't had a break since. So, I don't think it's fair that my mind is somewhere else while I want to also be a content creator, whether that's on Instagram or my own blog, which I do have. And it's actually www.livingcozy.com, livingcozy.com. It's going to be in the description. But I haven't been putting forth the effort to make it a great blog how I want it to be. It's like in my head, I know exactly what I want to do. Same with my podcast. I know exactly how I want it to play out. But as soon as I get to it, it's like I'm being lazy with it and I'm not giving you guys the quality that you guys deserve. So I am going to be better. I promise. I know I keep making these promises, but that was really the main thing because now that I feel like I have more time, the sun is shining, it's staying lighter outside longer. It just makes me want to work and grind and grind and grind all my life. Been grinding all my life. Nah, for real. Like, that's how I feel. So it's something, I don't know. It's just something in the air that's really motivating me. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's like Nipsey Hussle passing. I don't know if it's just God telling me you gotta keep going with this. Because let me tell y'all, I got this whole mic together and I'm just ready. Like, I haven't even eaten and I'm so hungry. I just got to it. So we are going to be way more structured. And drum roll, please. I'm going to have a segment with my friend Tiandra, who is amazing. Like, she has a voice for this. She's actually going to have her own podcast and I'm so excited for her. She's going to be joining me and we're going to have our own little segment every week. I hope so. Every week. I want to say every week. All she has to do is come over here and record and we are going to be popping. She's going to have her own mic and everything. So I figure if I'm going to have anybody on my podcast, because I love listening to pop. Sorry, y'all. I just kind of like lost my breath when I said pop. I like listening to podcast episodes where it's featuring different people because it's a little diverse. You get to hear people's opinions and see the perspectives on different things. So I'm like, I don't want to bore you guys, which I'm sure I won't. But I want to have my friend on here who I know you guys will love because she is so opinionated. She has like a strong, you know, woman voice. I just love her. So she's going to be joining me and I'm so excited. Oh, that note wasn't it. But yeah, just letting you guys know what's going on with the Living Cozy podcast. We are upgrading. We are getting better. And I am more structured. Okay. So, oh God, this is so annoying. Like, I'm on Anchor. This is how I record my episodes. And they only give you 5 minutes per session. I did not know that. But on my phone, it kind of goes straight through. So it's okay. Maybe I'll have to get Chrome because it says if you use Chrome, then it'll go straight through. So maybe after this segment, which is going to end in about 2 minutes, I'm going to go ahead and use Chrome so I won't have to worry about getting interrupted and my recording stopping. So I'm just going to stop it myself because I don't want to get into a conversation and then like I'm just cut off. And it's like, sorry, you are cut off. So I'll be back. Honestly, I just want you guys to know that the world, the universe is not trying to be on my side today. So, after I decided to try to download Chrome on my iMac was like, nah, bruh, I ain't about to have that. So, I'm like, okay, well, that's fine. I'm gonna just go to my MacBook Air. So, I downloaded on there with no issue.
And then I get ready to log into Anchor, which is what I record my podcast through. And for some reason, it would not let me log in. Then I forgot that when I made my account, I put the wrong email. But luckily, I had made an account for Gmail with that same email. And I had to reset the password, but it took me a minute to figure it out. So it is now about to be dark. The sun is setting. I'm in a dark room because I'm being too lazy to change the light bulb and I don't feel like bringing my ring light in here. So I just want you guys to know what I'm doing for you guys. I love you guys so much and I really want to make this work. So I'm not going to give up. I'm going to just face the adversity and I'm going to make this happen because all my life, been grinding all my life. Sacrifice, hustle, pay the price. Hey, okay. Anyways, so where I was going, now I can finally, okay, so this one says I can record up to 30 minutes, so that's fine. That is so fine, because 30 minutes is enough for me to just look back at it like, oh, has it been 30 minutes yet? So that's okay. So first rule of this is about the changes that I plan on making for my podcast. And I don't know if you guys can tell, but the logo has changed. It was my logo, my regular yoga. Whoa, yoga. Wow. It was my regular logo where it was like the person living cozy. It was like a little head and like a body, like a little stick figure body. But now I changed it to my beautiful face. Why? Because I want people to gravitate towards me, and I don't want them to look at the logo and have no idea. Like, I want them to see a little black girl and I want them to be interested in what this little black girl has to say. So I changed my logo to myself. I am wearing my Living Cozy tee, as you guys can see. So I hope that a lot of people gravitate towards me just based off my logo. And yeah, my icon. That's what I meant. Is that what you call it? Logo icon. The picture you see when you click on Living Cozy Podcast, that's what I want you guys to see. And it's of me, the creator of Living Cozy. So that's the first change. The second change is there is going to be a schedule. Do you hear me? A schedule. I can't tell you the days that I'll be recording a podcast and posting it for myself. I can't give you a date yet because I meet with Tiandra on Thursday at the gym. And we're going to sit down and, you know, we're going to talk about what we want to talk about and what days we want to record and what days we want to post. So as soon as I figure out a day, because I don't want to like work myself to death and I'm like, oh, I have to upload, I have to record. I don't want to do that to myself. So I'm going to meet with her and see what she says. And then I will let you guys know an official date to when I will be posting my podcast episodes. So that's that. And then the next change, this might be the last change. Something might come up and I'd be like, oh, I want to do that. But I will have segments on my show. I'm not just going to be talking just to talk, but I will have topics where I'm like going in depth. And then, where was I going with that? I don't know. I just kind of lost my train of thought. But anyways, yeah, we'll have different segments. So I was at work brainstorming today. And where is mine? I wrote it down. So the first segment, this is not in order because I don't know how I'm going to do them. But the first segment we're going to have is, like I said, this is not in order. So just because I say the first, it doesn't, you know, it doesn't mean I'm going to be talking about that first. So one of the ones that I came up with today, and by the time I stop recording this, I'm probably going to come up with more segments. So I know for sure that I want to have a You Tripping segment. So I just feel like it's a lot of stuff that's going on in the world. And, you know, some people do and say stupid things. You know, social media is big. You know, people just post stuff and they don't realize what they're posting. So it's a lot of stuff that I bite my tongue about because I feel like some stuff just shouldn't be said. For instance, when old girl Laura Ingraham, the girl on Fox, she said what she said about Nipsey and she was just laughing like, okay, some stuff just, it's just better left unsaid. Same with Kodak Black. I forgave him because I'm working on myself, but what he said about Lauren London, Nipsey, that was corny. I canceled him right then and there, but I'm like, okay, let me reevaluate. You know, if you don't know no better, he do, but he don't. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I was telling my friend Nikki, I'm just like, this is stuff that can be, if you have an opinion, that's your opinion. But you have a platform and you know how the internet works, honey. You know how the internet works. You say something crazy, you're canceled. So people stop playing his music. People like really was like, okay, you want to do that? We're going to take your playtime off the radio. You are done. So I just feel like that's one of the you tripping moments. So that's just an example. I'm not going to go into depth right now with it, but I will later because I'm going to have a you tripping set. I'm going to have it all today. Today, I owe you guys so much. So I'm going to have it all done today. So the next segment is the music segment. You know, I love me some music. I'm a music head. That's all I do is listen to music, getting ready, listen to music, at work, listen to music, on my way to work, listening to music. So I'm going to talk about that. And then what I learned segment is definitely going to be in the works because I learn something new every single day. It might be something minute, like super duper small, or it might be something huge, like a life lesson. I want to let you guys know what I learned because then you guys will potentially be learning stuff too. But you guys might already know it, so you just never know. So those are like three definite sessions that I want to have on my channel. Wow. That's the YouTube in me. I want to have on my podcast. I'm definitely going to brainstorm more. I really want to get into the mental health and spirituality and stuff. So that's definitely going to be something on there. But I also want to save some sessions for me and Tiandra. So I'm definitely going to continue to brainstorm on my channel and decide. Why do I keep saying channel? I'm sorry, I got thrown off because, you know, when you live by yourself and you hear a noise and you know you ain't got no pets no more, you be like, hold on, hold the phone, hold the mic because something ain't right. But I think I could just be tripping. But yeah, back to these segments. I'm excited. I'm ready for them. I'm so excited. And it just makes it easier to come up with different episodes but it just makes it easier to have a decent, good quality podcast when you have stuff to talk about rather than just like letting it all out and winging it, which is what I was doing before. So I'm excited. I hope you guys are excited for the new segments. So yeah, we shall get started on music. I'm having too much fun with this mic, okay? Okay, so music. What has Brandy J been listening to? I'm going to actually go onto my phone and see like the most recent songs I've been listening to. Of course, Nipsey Hussle. We're going to get into this Nipsey real quick because yes, I listened to Nipsey before he passed, but I slept on a lot of his work musically. And now that I'm really getting into it, it has been like motivation. Like when I go to the gym this week, Nipsey is all I'm going to be listening to because especially all my life, y'all know that's my song. So you guys are not familiar with Victory Lap, which is his latest album. Make sure you guys listen to that. And even his mixtapes are fire. Shinar been putting me on to like hella songs. So make sure you guys listen to it. But I really like the song. Of course, Victory Lap is like, you know, he even said it like in his interview. He was like, yeah, one of my favorite songs on there is Victory Lap, like the intro song. And I'm like, yeah, this song's dope. And then Rap Me, y'all know the rest. That's my song. It go like this. Okay, so yeah, I feel like a gangster, but then I feel like, you know, that ain't me. This ain't me. I'm bigger than that. So I like that song. So I'm definitely gonna be working out to that. I love all these Hustle and Motivate. Blue Laces too, that's my song, because y'all know, I don't know if y'all know, but now y'all know. I love when music tells a story, when like a real story, like this is what happened to me. Like he was talking about his friend Steve that got shot, and you know, he told the story, so it felt like we was there and we could kind of visualize it. Also with his videos, some of his videos are like, you know, they tell a story, and I really, 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 really like Double Up, because this is a song where Lauren London was in the video, and oh boy from ATL, I cannot think of his name for nothing right now, but this is Double Up.
Double up, 3 or 4 times, I ain't telling no lies, I just run it up, never let a hard time on us.
Okay, yeah, so that, you know, grind, y'all know this is my song, Grind All My Life. This is my theme song. Like, y'all saw at the funeral, or I don't like to say funeral, I'm gonna say homegoing service, celebration of life. The pastor was singing this. Yes. So okay, and then this is one of my really, 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 really favorites. I mean, I guess that doesn't make sense, but this is my favorite. I really like Dedication, because that song really is like my life motive right now. Like, I'm just dedicated, especially to like all the new endeavors. I mean, it's not new, but at the same time, it's like I'm going harder with my podcast and my YouTube and my blog. So I actually changed my YouTube intro song from, it was NBA Youngboy when he did the Ashanti over and over again, and over and over again. I ain't no singer or nothing, but I changed it from that to Dedication featuring Kendrick Lamar. And my favorite part of this song is the end. He's like, yeah, he's singing. Dedication. I don't know, maybe rewind it.
Now you hear what I've been saying. Dedication.
But this is the song.
Real nigga reparations. Or I run up in your bag just for recreation. Dedication. Hard work, less patience, some more of my sacrifice, I'm done waiting.
I'm done waiting,
you hear what I'm saying, dedication.
So yeah, that's my song. So yeah, I've been riding out to Nipsey for real, like that's what it is. What else have I been listening to? I like The Baby. That one song, listen, Old Town Road, featuring Billy Ray Cyrus. I found this boy on Twitter. And he, let me go ahead and shout him out, because I loved his little remix. Whoa, sorry, y'all, like, got so excited that I lost my breath. But I love his remix that he did of this song. Like, I'm going to let y'all hear it. I'm going to let y'all hear what the song is, and I'm going to let y'all hear the remix, because I mess with it for real. Let me find it. It's in my likes. Sorry, y'all, I'm taking forever. But I be liking a lot of stuff on Twitter. But okay, here it is. But I'm gonna let y'all hear the if y'all haven't heard, the Old Town Road is Lil Nas X featuring Billy Ray Cyrus. Yes, that is Miley Cyrus's dad, and he is on the song. So here it is. Okay, so that's that song. I'm pretty sure a lot of you have heard of it. It is like climbing up on the charts, y'all. Like, I don't even know if it's number one yet. I don't know if it's been there. I have no idea, but I know that it's a catchy song. I like it. It's like country meets hip hop, because Billy Ray Cyrus, you know, he's country. This other dude, he's country, but he's black. So it's like a little, you know, it's different. So this boy, his name is Samsonite. I think that's it. It's Samsonyte underscore. That's his Twitter name. So shout out to you, because I really messed with this Old Town Road challenge that you did. It was dope. I hope you're listening to this, because Brandy J is showing you out. It was really dope. Samsonite, I think that's it. But yeah, here it is.
Can't nobody tell me.
Sorry, I had to start over.
I can't no more. I
got the horse in the back, truck in the front, cop a Ferrari, I do it to stunt. Hand on the wheel, hand on the blunt, handle my bills, I'm having my fun. Second my bread, I'm collecting the funds. I do not go to the club at the ones. I go to the gym and I work on these guns. We came a long way from the place we begun. Can't nobody tell me nothing. Niggas be bugging, they just kill my nigga Nipsey for nothing. No matter what though, we gotta keep hustling, yeah. Can't nobody tell me nothing. In a discussion, I gotta get it, they stop it for nothing. It's all in my blood, man, just look at my cousins. Got a backwood full of gas, built to made of glass. You can keep your wood tip, I would never smoke a black. I've been in my bag, y'all been kinda trash. Try to take him off the charts, and we all know it's cause he's black, yeah. Ain't nobody tell me nothing.
Yeah, so I really messed with that. I liked it on Twitter. It's been getting a lot of, you know, a lot of love. So shout out to him. That song is just so catchy. I really love it. Y'all know what else I like? I really like Meg Thee Stallion. Her song, Big Old Freak. That is my song. I don't know. It's just so catchy. These songs are so catchy. And like this song actually makes me want to dance, like go out and dance type.
Big old freak, big booty, big old tree. I'ma make him wait for the pussy. Wait, wait, see me big old ski. Feet on the bed, I fuck him up in the head.
Okay, so yeah, I like that song. It's a little provocative, but I like the beat and everything. I know, I like it. So that's that song has been, you know, on my playlist. I'm really trying to go because y'all know I listen to a lot of different music, but this is the song. These are the songs that have been like really on my, you know, repeat list. And then we have YNW Melly, Mixed Personality. I can't even talk. Mixed Personalities featuring Kanye West. I really like this song.
Say you want someone. Say you want someone. Said you want someone.
Say you want someone. I think I got mixed personalities. This bitch switched up my whole mentality. This girl, she got mixed personalities. One day she's happy that she got at me.
Okay, so yeah, that's that. I really like that song. Like the first time I heard it, I was like, what? Because I heard of him. Because, you know, they was like talking about how he murdered his man. I got murdered. I like that Murder on My Mind song too, honestly. Like I rock with that. I mean, I don't know what it was. I don't know what's going on. I ain't got nothing to say about that. But I really like the song. It's just catchy. I mean, murder is not on my mind ever. So, yeah, I like that song. This song, oh my God, this is so, oh my God, this song is so vulgar, like, I don't even know, like, it's so, you know, it's called You So by Kid Ink featuring Lil Wayne and Saweetie. I really love this song, but it gets me going in the gym, but this is it.
So
that's, I'm not even gonna play all of that. Y'all know if Lil Wayne is on a song, talk about you so nasty, y'all already know. But I love it because I let it be, and I love that Saweetie is on there. Her rapping skills is, I really like her because she's a pretty girl, and you know, she out here grinding, she went to school, so I really like her for that. But as far as rapping, I know a lot of people say that she isn't like skillful and stuff. I mean, but I know there's always room to grow. But this, I really like her. This is a good look for her. This song is popping. I mean, Quavo must have, you know, gave her a little bit of tips when it came to the rap. I mean, Quavo, they cool. They have their own. Like, I wouldn't put him in a category with no J. Cole or Kendrick, of course. But, you know, he's cool. Like, he cool. But I like them together. Speaking of. So yeah, that song has been there for sure. So that's really, those are the songs. I guess I can give you guys certain songs that have, that I've been playing, you know, in my car, at the gym. I'm going to give y'all a little bit of songs in the, during the music session. But yeah, I also want to talk about this album that Monica is supposed to be dropping today. I knew she had a project coming up, but I was not aware of when it was going to be coming up. And I actually just looked on Apple Music and I don't see anything, but I know she posted on her Instagram, her album cover, or like all these pictures promoting it. And it said it was supposed to be today. And I really hope that it is today, because I love me some Monica. Like, I love Monica, everything she stands for, how she look, her thugness. I really love her. And I'm just ready for this album. You guys know it is going to be fire, because first of all, it says it's supposed to release 4/15, and today is 4/15, honey. And it is about, it's 8 o'clock. It's 8:16. Where is this album, sis? Where is this album, sis? I need this album. I'm so ready for this. You already know it's going to be fire, because apparently she filed for divorce from Shannon Brown. I am so ready for this album. I need it. I need it. I really do. I really do. Like, Monica, stop playing games with us. I feel like it's going to come at a random time, but I really need this, because I need some more R&B where it just, you know, you feeling, I mean, ain't nothing wrong in my relationship right now. We Gucci, but at the same time, like, you know, even if your even if everything is all good, like, it just makes you still want to, like, sing to the top of your, it just make you want to go crazy, because you feel sis pain. And it's like, I'm ready. I'm ready for you, girl. So we are going to see how it turns out, and I'm definitely gonna review it in the next music session next week. Hopefully it comes out before then, ain't no delays or nothing, because it says today. So hopefully that will be on and popping. You know what else I wanted to do, though? I wanted to focus on some songs that a lot of people may not know. I wasn't prepared for that right now, because it really just came to me. But I want to focus on a lot of songs that are a lot of artists that people aren't really listening to. So I'm going to incorporate that into my music session. Or why did I say session? Like, I'm just in the studio. It could be session or segment, whatever. So yeah, that's pretty much going to be it for the music segment right now. Just right now. And then I'm going to go to what I learned. What I learned. Y'all ready for this? Because I learned a lot within the last couple hours, okay? Last couple hours. So I don't even know how long this segment is going to be, but I learned so much. And it's like, dang, girl. Dang. Okay, so what I learned, what I learned in the last couple weeks or even months is that, this is my personal, so I'm not even going to say that you should, or maybe I should say, I don't know, I'm going to go with the flow with whatever I'm saying. So what I learned is that reading, it's fundamental. I already knew that. I want you guys to know, my sister taught me riff. She'd be like, riff, Brandy. And I'm like, what the heck is a riff? And she'd be like, reading is fundamental. And it's so funny, because she was so young, because my sister is, what, 8 years younger than me? And I'm 24. I'll be 25 this year. So she's still in high school. She's young. So imagine her saying that to me as like a really young child, talking about riff. I'm like, what you mean riff? She was like, reading is fundamental. And I'm like, okay, you trying to throw shade? What is you saying, riff? So she's right, because reading is definitely fundamental. And I learned in grad school that I have to stop doing things to get by, because that's what I was doing. I was like, I can just, you know, skim over this. No, sweetie, you have to do the work. Do the work to get the best results. And I used to just downplay it. And I'm like, not, that's not even just with school. It was with the gym. I just feel like I was in life, if I was to get a grade, it would be a C because I was doing things just to get by. And as you guys know, before I was talking about my podcast and how I was just doing it to get by. I was just doing it. I was uploading just to say I have that many podcast episodes. I wasn't worried about the quality, which is why I always say quality over quantity. So for me, it was like I wasn't giving my all. And with school, which my professor put me on blast, like, and it wasn't like, you know, he put me on blast, but I was wondering why I wasn't getting 100%, and it was like 80s and 70s, and, you know, it wasn't 100%. And so I just realized that I'm like, why is he doing this to me? And he was like that first semester too. So I'm like, this guy better. He probably just doesn't like me, because if you like that the next class, it's a whole different class and you're grading me like, you know, it, I just felt like it wasn't fair. So I sent them an email and I was not nice. I was like, I just feel like you're treating me unfair. And I just feel like blah, 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 la, la, la. And he was just like, I'm not even going to read this email. This is not his tone. But when you're reading an email, because text can be misinterpreted, definitely. So I was reading the email and I was just like, in his words, it was just like, I'm not even going to read this because it's so many, basically so many grammatical errors. I don't know if he said grammatical errors or it was just long, like it was a run-on sentence. I'm like, I don't even know what he was talking about. But he was like, we can schedule a call. And I was so ready. I like was pacing around the house like, and another thing, I don't appreciate getting a 76 on my introduction. Like, I was ready, y'all. And so we talked. I mean, he called me and, you know, the first thing that came out his mouth was, Brandy, I just want you to know that I'm on your side. All my guards just went down. I was just like, oh, okay. Well, I wasn't ready for that. But I was like, okay, I appreciate that. And then he was just like, you are a great writer, but I just want you to really focus on the formatting of everything and just not rushing it in so many words. And he was just like, yeah. And no, he wasn't. I was like, yeah, you're right. Because a lot of the professors that I had were pretty much inconsistent, because I feel like, I don't know, it's like they weren't grading me as tough as he was. And it was like, I told him that. I'm like, well, it's hard when you have professors, you know, this is my last semester. So imagine me going through a whole, you know, like a year or two without anybody saying anything about my writing except for you. So it's like a wake up call. And he was like, no, I understand. And, you know, he kind of made me feel better because he was like, yeah, I used to be that same way. Like, I wasn't a great writer. It took me a while to become a great writer. He was like, I was terrible in grad school. So don't feel bad. He's like, you're not a bad writer. It's just you need to take more time and just really focus out your thoughts and write them out. And, you know, don't just think I'm about to write a paper in 30 minutes or an hour or a day. And I was like, he's right, because I've always had that mentality where it's like, I can just write my thoughts down in 30 minutes or an hour or a day and do it last minute. And I always did everything last minute. So he humbled me, and it was a paper prior to us like talking to each other. He was like, I am not going to grade this. He sent me an email. He was like, I'm not going to grade this. Mind you, I did it the day before. I did it the same day it was due. So I was putting everything before my paper, and it was like, I was putting my anniversary before my paper. I was putting a lot of stuff before this paper, and next thing I know, it was due and I had a couple hours to do it. So I'm like, I can knock it out. It's only about 6 pages. And I'm like, yeah, my thing was, I was so focused on the word requirement, the page requirement. I'm like, as long as I get my page requirement, that's all that count. But no, he tore that paper up, and he was just like, I'm not going to grade this for the sake of you and I. I'm not going to grade this for your sake. So I just want you to take a look at these different things and blah, 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 la, la, la. And I went through that paper like it was nobody's business. Like, I was just like, I have to pass. Like, if I get anything below a B in this class, it's over. So, and I'm still struggling with it. I mean, I'm getting a B in it now, but I'm pretty sure I had an F on that paper. And I was just like, wow, he humbled me, because now when I send emails, I'm like looking, like I'm very meticulous with it. I'm just really looking for errors, and I'm just not sending them without, you know, of course I always double check, but now I like triple check, and I triple check my work when it comes to like blogging. And I can just see the difference in how I write based on all of his comments and how it has helped me. So I'm like, I used to just always do things to get by. So I guess what I learned is definitely riff. Reading is fundamental, meaning not even just like read that so you can know what's going on, but also just kind of like knowing how to do stuff and doing it the best way you know how to do it. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I wasn't doing it the best way I knew how to do it. So that's one thing I learned for sure. It was like, Brandy, you need to stop being lazy and do the work. And I noticed that's how I was with a lot of things, like with the gym, for instance. Whenever I was going to the gym, it was like I was just going to say, I've been going consistently. I'm so happy. And I would go, I would do the treadmill, I would do some type of cardio, and then I would like do a little bit of weights, and that was that. And I didn't feel any type of impact. I mean, yeah, I was doing good on the treadmill, but then I just felt like I could have been doing more. So I'm like, why am I doing this to myself? Like, first of all, I'm paying for this membership. Not to mention, I have two memberships that I'm paying for. I don't go to the other gym. I come here, but barely. And it's just like, I need to get my together. And I was just like, I need to figure it out. So I figured it out. I met Destiny, which is a great friend. And, you know, we start working out together, and our gym membership is expensive. I mean, it's not like super expensive, but it's about $65, $68, something like that. And that's expensive for a gym membership, but it makes me go. And she works out really, like, she does it. So she's not one of those lazy gym people either. So I'm just like, I'm doing the work. Like, I'm definitely seeing results. I'm feeling results just by, and I'm eating healthier too. Like, I'm not just saying I'm eating healthy. I'm doing the work. So that's what I learned, is do the work. Do the work so you can see the results. So that's another thing I learned. Just do the work so you can see your results. Yeah, so those are two major things that I learned that are like life-changing. And I realized that I have to stop playing myself, because at the end of the day, who am I playing? Not you. Not you, sis. Not you, bro. I ain't playing you, bro. Not you. I'm playing Brandy Janelle, okay, at the end of the day. And I am not the one to be played, okay? Did you hear Beyonce and say my name? I am not the one to sit around and be played. That's me. I'm not the one to be sitting around and be played. So I'm not about to play myself. I won't let nobody play me. So it makes me think that I can just play me. So I'm done playing me. I'm about to start putting the work in. You have everything you need, Brandy. So do the work. Put the work in. Get the best results. That's definitely a big one for me, is putting that work in. So that's something I really learned about myself. And also, I need to stop trying to play God. It sounds crazy, but I've been trying to play God for a while now. For example, I don't want to put too much out here, but it's like I'll be trying to change my boyfriend from like certain like habits he have. I'll be trying to break them, and I'll be like, I gotta chill, because I know I'll be annoying him, because it's to the point where I be getting annoyed myself, like just talking about it. But I have to let him make mistakes himself and not be all up in his grill about it. Like, I thought you said you was gonna blah, blah, blah. I thought, blah, 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 boom. Break up. No, just play. I'm not breaking up with him, or he's not breaking up with me. But yeah, like, it's just, I had to chill. Like, one day I woke up, I was like, oh my God, like, this is not me. Like, I'm too chill to be all up on somebody's case. I need to be focused on myself, because I don't have it all together, and I never will. But I'm like, I'm over here worried about what he's doing. I mean, at the end of the day, I just want his best interest. Like, I want what's best for him. Like, I don't want him to go down the wrong path. Like, he's smart. Trust me. He's very smart. But I just be feeling like I know everything in the world, which I don't. So I told him, like, I got to stop playing God. And if I feel like you making a mistake, I got to let you make that mistake, because now I'm acting like your parent, like how my dad used to treat me. And I'm like, I used to think, like, just let me make the mistake, because trust me, when I make a mistake, I be like, I'm not doing that ever again now that I know. It's easier to listen when you make the mistake yourself. But if somebody tell you, don't eat that cookie, you don't know why. You like, what you mean, don't eat that cookie? I'm about to eat the cookie. Is you crazy? I'm eating that cookie. So you eat the cookie. It's not going to make you not eat the cookie because somebody else told you not to eat the cookie. But if you eat that cookie on your own time, You're going to find out it was a laxative in that cookie. No, I'm just playing. But you catch my drift. Like, sometimes you just got to make mistakes for yourself. And I have learned that. I learned that. So I'm like, I got to cool it on him. I got to cool my jets. I got to stop trying to play God and just, you know, play God's child and pray about any situation that I'm going through or we're going through as a couple. So I'm not trying to go into detail, like I said, but I learned that I got to chill and focus on what I'm doing. I got to chill, drink my water, and mind my business. I mean, he is my business technically, but like some stuff, like I said, I got to let him do on his own, figure it out on his own. And I just want to be there to support him at the end of the day. So those are some of the things that I have learned. You hear me? Those are some of the things I've learned in the past couple of weeks that I feel like I need to work on for myself. So what I want you guys to do is tweet me, email me, or write a comment on this podcast. What are some of the things that you learned this week or this month or whenever this year so far? What have you learned about yourself that you feel like you want to share? So if you guys want to tweet me, go ahead and tweet me at _BrandyJ_. That's _BRANDY, the letter J, _. Everything's going to be in the description, so don't fret. It's going to be all right. If you guys missed what I said, email is livingcozymail@livingcozy.com. Or just do this email because I have two of them. Like I said before, I kind of got mixed up with my emails. So don't listen to the one I just said, guys. Abort mission. This is the email you guys can email me with. And if you guys want me to share them, go ahead and click share. I mean, not click. Wow. Go ahead and like write in parentheses share after you send your message of what you learned. And I'll go ahead and share it. I'll shout you out, whatever you want, sis, bro. But yeah, so the email that you're going to send them to is livingcozymail@gmail.com. That's livingcozymail@gmail.com. And we're going to get those out if you guys send them. If not, it's all good. It's all good. Remember, I'm still new. I don't have a lot of audience members, especially with me not being on Instagram anymore. So who knows who's going to listen to this podcast, but it'll be nice if you guys go ahead and let me know some of the things that you have learned about yourself within the, you know, whenever. It doesn't even have to be a specific time frame, just whenever. And like I said, let me know if I can share them. So we're going to move on to our last session. So let's go ahead and get into it. Girl, boy, you tripping. All right, y'all. So in the segment, You Tripping, I want to talk about how people are so salty. Like, why are you so mad? Why are you so salty? I don't get that. So, for instance, people are on the internet talking about all of a sudden y'all want to change because Nipsey Hussle was talking about change and he died, and all of a sudden y'all want to hop on his team and yada, yada, yada. First of all, why are you so mad about somebody wanting to change their life for the better? What type of person are you to get mad because somebody wants to change who they are? Because an artist that passed on has influenced them. Why are you upset? Why is it even any of your business? Like, I do not understand it. That's something that has never sat well with me. Like, you honestly can't trust people like that. I've been seeing so many tweets where it's like, but y'all ain't do that when he was alive, but la, 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 la. It doesn't matter. I'm doing it now. It don't matter. And I don't have to answer to you. I mean, no, it's not directed towards me, but I just been seeing a lot of stuff and I'm just like, that's so fluke. Like, why do y'all even care what other people are doing? That's what's wrong with us now, is we care too much about what Shanice and Roderick and Brian are doing. Like, why do we care? Why do we care? Like, I don't understand it. Like, that's weird to me. Like, you tripping to think, like, growth is wrong. Like, just because somebody want to change their life. Like, I don't understand that. I was so disappointed at my people at people growing and wanting to change their lives and get back to their community. Like, who cares? Better late than never. Who cares? That's what people are for. People are here to inspire people. And if he inspires somebody to change the way that they think, the way that they move, what's wrong with it? Why are you mad? Would you want people to be out here just being bums and not feeling no type of hope or inspiration, out here killing people? Is that what you want? Is that what you want? Because that could definitely, it is happening. But for you to sit there and get mad because they inspired and they jumped on the bandwagon, whatever you want to call it, who cares? As long as they there. So I was seeing that on Twitter and I'm like, what is wrong with people? I don't understand that. And people like that really bug me. And it's not even just that Nipsey Hussle situation. It's just in general, like, I don't understand that. Like, that's like for sports. With sports, it'd be so weird because people be like, I love the Cavs. And then, like, when LeBron left, they ain't like the Cavs. But then when he came back, they like the Cavs. And it's like, y'all just jumping on that ant. Why do you care? Why is it such a big deal to you? Are you losing sleep over it? Are you not getting paid no more? Like, I don't understand that. Like, I think people just worry too much about other people too much. And it's like, bro, like, cool your jets. Relax. It's not that serious. Do you at the end of the day. Like, why are you like this? So that, to me, is tripping. You tripping, bruh. You tripping, sis. Like, come on. Now we supposed to be helping each other be better. You should be happy that somebody wants to change. You should be happy that somebody wants growth. You should be happy that somebody wants best for themselves. Nobody care about the time frame of things as long as it's getting done at the end of the day. And y'all just be out here hating for no reason. You tripping. Tripping, tripping, tripping. So, yeah, that was my number one thing that I wanted to talk about. Like, y'all be tripping on that. And I'm pretty sure I got a lot more to say, but I'm going to save them tripping sessions or segments for another day. But I just wanted to keep it a little short and sweet and let y'all know that y'all was tripping for being mad at people wanting to grow and be different and, you know, being motivated. You tripping. You need to check yourself. Check yourself real quick. Real quick. You good? You checked yourself? Okay. All right. I just want to make sure you're good. But yeah. So that concludes today's episode. I want to say thank you guys for listening. I feel good about this episode. It wasn't rushed. I've been sitting in the same spot. I have not ate since I got off work. Actually, I haven't ate since what? 1 o'clock this afternoon. And I definitely have some chicken and asparagus and potatoes in there waiting for me to eat. I'm about to watch a little TV. And I'm about to chill until the night is over. And I'm going to be happy because I choose to be happy. So you guys should choose to be happy too. And happy Monday. I mean, this isn't going to go out until not Monday. Like, it's probably going to be like a different day of the week. But to me, it's Monday. So I'm going to say happy Monday or happy Tuesday, happy Wednesday, happy Thursday, happy Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. Happy day. Okay. Happy days to you all, and God bless you guys. And oh, let's not forget, let's add me on Instagram. I will be more active. Like I said, I'll be active on May 4th. Countdown starts. So make sure you guys follow me on Instagram at I am Brandy J. That's IAMBRANDYJ. It's all going to be in the description. Twitter at _ Brandy J _. Snapchat, my name is BrandyJ4. Email, if you guys want to email me some questions or, you know, your thoughts on the podcast so I can read them and shout you out. Again, my email is livingcozymail@gmail.com. That's livingcozymail@gmail.com. My personal blog is www.livingcozy.com. That's livingcozy. Why? YouTube channel is youtube.com/BrandyJanelle. That's BrandyJanell. And that is all. I love you guys so much. I hope you guys have a great night, day, whatever it is, whatever time it is. And I am out.